Good afternoon and welcome to the Bloomington Pantograph on Monday, April 23rd. This is Susan Over. We will begin today's reading with Council to Weigh Future of Parks, Bloomington. The future of Bloomington's parks, including whether to spend up to $10 million to replace the aging O'Neill Park pool, will be up for discussion today at a City Council work session. The city staff and Greenplay LLC, a consulting firm the city paid $115,000 to help develop a city parks and recreation comprehensive master plan, will seek feedback from the council, meeting at 5:30 at City Hall. They then will finalize that plan and bring it back to the council for a vote at a future date. The master plan, while non-binding, will guide the city's planning for the next 15 years. The previous parks master plan was developed in 1997. Quote, money is going to be really tight for any of these things. This gives us a roadmap or a footprint of why and where to go as we find grant money and capital improvement money from any source, said Jay Tetzloff, director of the Bloomington Parks Recreation and Cultural Arts Department, end quote. That comprehensive plan will focus on parks and programs, but include feasibility studies related to O'Neill Park and its pool, and a new recreation center to replace the Lincoln Leisure Center, a former 1930s-era elementary school at 1206 South Lee Street. The 44-year-old aluminum pool, which serves the west side of 1515 West Chestnut, is well beyond its 25-year lifespan. The city staff proposed replacing it with a new aquatic center. But during budget discussions in February, a majority of the nine aldermen also gave support for exploring replacing it with a similar-sized pool and adding a cover so it could be used all year. There are four options with varying costs for replacing the pool, said Tetzloff. Those options include pool versions of what we have now indoor and outdoor and what we have proposed indoor and outdoor, said Tetzloff. The proposed pool that was outside would cost $6 million. To build what is there currently, $5 million. The return on investment is much better if the modern-day pool was built. A $10 million proposal included a new pool and renovation of the southern half of O'Neill Park, said Tetzloff. In other action at its regular voting session at 7 p.m. tonight, the council will also consider waiving the formal bid process to approve a $290,875 contract with Mid-Illinois Mechanical, Inc., to replace leaky pipes, which are part of the ice-making process at city-owned Grossinger Motors Arena. The warm brine piping works to freeze the ice at the arena, which is used for hockey. It is salt water and tends to be more corrosive. It has gone bad unexpectedly, said interim city manager Steve Rasmussen, adding the bidding process was waived because it is a very specialized process. We need to replace it on a quick basis. Awarding Rao Construction a $4 million contract to complete street resurfacing and additional contracts to other contractors for other street and sidewalk projects and traffic signal and utility maintenance. Whether the city should restrict alcohol sales within 100 feet of the property line of daycare centers and preschools. The City Liquor Commission already recommended the change. All current liquor license holders would be grandfathered in. If approved, the language could impact plans for a proposed Circle K convenience store that would sell alcohol and provide video gambling machines after a one-year moratorium on new machines expires next year. That store is next to La Petite Academy near the intersection of Hershey and General Electric Roads. Adopting a resolution directing water department staff to issue violation notices to existing non-conforming boat docks at city-owned Lake Bloomington. City Attorney Jeff Jurgens will explain the administrative court process the city will use to resolve code violations. End of article. Autism campaign to celebrate success. Normal, a community campaign to help businesses, the service industry, and community organizations better understand and work with people with autism, has experienced success, which will be celebrated this weekend. The Autism Friendly Community Campaign, launched in April 2016, will mark its progress from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 at Saturday at Uptown Circle in Normal. Quote, "Much progress has happened in our community since we first launched the Autism Friendly Community Initiative in April 2016," Carrie Sondhas, Autism Friendly Community Chair, said in a statement. End quote. That campaign was announced in April 2016 by Autism McLean and Mark First. Goals included reasonable accommodations in workplaces and welcoming recreation and leisure centers for people with autism. Sondhas said, when the campaign began, more than 2,500 people in McLean County have autism, but people with autism are often overlooked, especially as they become adults. Because many people do not understand autism, many people on the autism spectrum are unemployed. Mark First supported employment program helps people with autism and other disabilities find and retain jobs through job coaching and reasonable accommodations. Since 2016, an autism-friendly community white paper for the Regional Planning Commission was included in the town of Normal Planning. Autism-friendly community window clings were distributed to local businesses and organizations, which took steps to become more autism-aware. The Normal Public Library created new spaces and programs, including autism-friendly open houses, a calming room, and a monthly autism cafe social space. Autism McLean launched its I Am Social Camp for people on the autism spectrum who are beyond school age. Sensory bags are available through Autism McLean for local businesses and organizations to use in helping to calm people with autism. Miller Park Zoo is among locations using those bags. Autism McLean has partnered with the JCs, Mark First, and Max's Miles in the Harmony Park Project to develop an inclusive playground. The Saturday celebration this week will include autism information and activities by Autism McLean, Miller Park Zoo, Bloomington and Normal Public Libraries, the Children's Discovery Museum, Mark First, and Skill Sprouts. A recognition of local autism champions will be from 11 a.m. until noon. That will include a recreation of the multicolored autism-friendly community logo at 11:40 a.m. To nominate an autism champion, go to signupgenius.com/go/60B0A4. This one just won't work. End of article. Bloomington High School junior picked to play oboe in Sydney. Anna Bauer was in an orthodontist chair when she learned she had been selected to perform oboe at the Sydney Opera House in Australia this summer. Quote, "I was extremely excited. When I saw that email, the first person I told was my orthodontist," end quote, joked Bauer, a Bloomington High School junior. Bauer was one of 250 high school students in the world selected to participate in the 2018 High School Honors Performance Series from July 17th to the 23rd at the Landmark venue in Sydney. As an oboe, saxophone, and marimba player, Bauer participates in the Bloomington High School Wind Symphony, marching band, orchestra, and with the Central Illinois Youth Symphony, Illinois Summer Youth Music, and Twin City Honor Band. She will join other young musicians from 43 states and more than 7 countries to rehearse for that concert, and it will include a band, choir, and orchestra. Between rehearsals and the concert, participants will visit Bondi Beach, join a ghost tour in the city's historic district, and explore the Blue Mountains. Quote, "I want to become a better musician and improve my skills," said Bauer, who plans to study oboe performance in college. After college, the dream would be to continue playing oboe in symphonies and small groups in a professional capacity. End quote. Bloomington High School band director Max Chernick said Bauer's musical growth in high school has been remarkable. She has created some great opportunities for herself and it has made her a stronger musician, which in turn makes her a better performer in the program and raises performance of students around her. The chance to meet musicians and conductors from around the world will help Bauer better understand the musical community, said Chernick. End of article. Event touts cannabis use. Walk for Awareness shares information on medical effects, Bloomington. When Greg Brown saw a flyer about an event to raise awareness of cannabis and cannabis patients, he immediately made plans to go. Brown of Bloomington even brought a homemade sign to Sunday Central Illinois Cannabis Community Walk for Awareness at White Oak Park in Bloomington. Quote, "I want people to educate themselves on the benefits of cannabis. This plant has been part of human culture for thousands of years. I think people should take the time to learn and educate themselves on the event it has." The event looked to raise awareness about cannabis and patients who use it, specifically on Earth Day, said Tyler Harges, primary organizer of the event, on behalf of the Central Illinois cannabis community. About 50 people attended the event, which included games, snacks, a yoga session, and a scavenger hunt. It was the first public event, Harges said, and could develop into an annual tradition. Devin Duran, general manager at the Green Solution, a medical marijuana dispensary in Normal, said the word is getting out about the benefits of cannabis. "There is a stereotype out there about marijuana," Devin Duran said. Kelly Thiessen of Bloomington said she started using medical cannabis after being diagnosed with an autoimmune disease in which the body's immune systems attack healthy cells. Quote, "Cannabis has been the most effective treatment I have found, hands down," she said. "Doctors struggled to find something which would work well. Cannabis, by far, has had the most positive effect." End of article. Two Jimmy John managers honored at National Convention. Jay Buban and Pat Ventura received the General Manager of the Year award given by Jimmy John at the Las Vegas convention. This is the highest honor a Jimmy John's employee can receive. Only 78 managers were recipients from over 2,700 stores in the franchise. That award recognizes managers who have achieved excellence in store operations, exceeding performance standards, and dedication to excellence in the Jimmy John's brand. Jay is the general manager of the Washington Street store and has been with the local Jimmy John's franchise for more than 10 years. He attended Illinois State University and held every position in Jimmy John's, leading to the general manager slot. Pat is the general manager at the Landmark Street store and has served in many capacities before becoming general manager. He graduated from Illinois State University and has been with Jimmy John's for over eight years. Congratulations to Jay and Pat. End of article. Area calendar. Registration. Mosaic Garden Stepping Stone. To be held at 10 a.m. on May 10th, which is a Friday. Normal Public Library. Adults. Registration is required. Contact normalpl.org. Retirement Planning in a Changing Economy, The Guide to a Sound Retirement. 6 p.m. today at the Bloomington Public Library Community Room. Integrity Counseling Fundraiser, today 4 until 9 p.m., Gill Street Sports Bar and Restaurant in Bloomington. The restaurant will donate 20% of food sales. ISU's Institute for Corruption Studies panel discussion, 6 p.m. tonight at Brown Ballroom in the Bone Student Center of Illinois State University. Why is Illinois so corrupt? We all love. Panelists are Rick Pearson, Chief Political Reporter for the Chicago Tribune, Bob Sector, Director of Investigations for the Better Government Association. Tuesday, IRA 401k rollovers, uncovering hidden fees and making sound decisions. 11:30 in the morning or again at 6 p.m. tomorrow night at Bloomington Public Library Community Room. Creating Living Landscapes, 7 p.m. tomorrow Tuesday at Astroth Auditorium, Astroth Community Education Center at Heartland Community College in Normal. The speaker will be Douglas Talamy, University of Delaware sponsor, Illinois Prairie Wild Ones, Illinois Prairie. End of article. Honors. Bloomington. Bloomington High School and Normal Community High School have received national recognition for excellence in global education from EF High School Exchange Year. That award is presented annually to high schools demonstrating an extraordinary commitment to international understanding and global awareness. Bloomington resident Joseph Monk has been selected to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation's National Board of Trustees through March 2021. That board oversees control and management of policies, practices, funds, and property of the organization. Trustees are elected for three-year terms and may serve no more than two consecutive terms. Joseph Monk is Senior Vice President, Financial Services, and President and Chief Executive Officer of State Farm Bank. Nonprofit Honor, Normal. Padraig Shinville, Dean of Enrollment Services at Heartland Community College, was elected as Chairman to the Great Plains Life Foundation Board of Directors. That position is a one-year term. He follows Richard Weitengruber, who served during 2017. Graduates, U of I, Bloomington. The University of Illinois has released names of August 2017 graduates. Bloomington, Spencer Shikasa, B.A., Colton Franklin, B.A., Alexandra Jacobs, M.S.W., Corey Lindemann, M.S., Michael Martis, M.S., Daniel Schumacher, M.S. Normal, Nicole Anderson, M.S.W., Matthew James, B.S. Scholarship, Illinois State. Jonathan Unger of Bloomington is one of two Illinois State University students from the Department of Physics to earn the 2018 Goldwater Scholarship from the Barry Goldwater Scholarship and Excellence Foundation. That honor goes to students who have outstanding potential and plan to pursue research careers in mathematics, natural science, or engineering. It includes a scholarship of $7,500 for tuition, fees, books, or housing. Unger, a junior, is a computational physics major who plans to get a doctorate in atomic, molecular, and optical physics. Secondary honors. Chemistry Society. Venkata Anna, a student at Normal Community High School, placed in the first-year test in the Regional American Chemical Society High School Chemistry Contest. Nearly 260 high school students from Peoria and Bloomington Normal participated. Winners received a certificate and a $100 award. Fulbright Scholarship. Illinois State University student Kylie Maurer of Normal has received a Fulbright U.S. Student Program Award for 2018-19 from the U.S. Department of State and the J. William Fulbright Foreign Scholarship Board. She earned an English teaching assistantship. She will go to Columbia for 10 months where she will teach English in a post-secondary education setting. In addition, she will develop an educational farming program for low-income, underserved communities. Recipients are selected on the basis of academic and professional achievement and record of service and leadership potential in their respective fields. Innovators, Becca Nally and Lexi Showalter, Normal West Community High School, were top five award winners selected from 20 finalists in the final competition of the 2017-18 Celebrating High School Innovators. Their project in social entrepreneurship innovation was Cyber Citizen, a face-to-face education for senior citizens on smartphone communication and usage. Other Pantograph area students among those finalists were Devon Van, Normal West, Nathan Miller, Normal West, Andrew Kelly, Livingston Area Career Center, and Pontiac Township High School, and Cameron Hinman, Normal West. Finalists competed for five $1,000 scholarship cash prizes and university scholarships totaling $70,000. End of article. Pilot project responds to growing student anxiety. Therapists based in area schools will provide healthy coping skills. Bloomington. More than 200 McLean County children and teenagers experienced a mental health concern or crisis and have more people listening to them. More youth will be helped in the months to come, thanks to an innovative partnership among several area schools, two mental health agencies, and the McLean County Health Department. The goal of the embedded school-based service pilot project is nothing less than saving lives. The timing could not be better. Quote, there is some anxiety in schools with recent events, including school shootings in Parkland, Florida, and elsewhere, said Sarah Fidlow, a licensed clinical social worker and early intervention specialist with Chestnut Health Systems. We are helping students to process that, end quote. The project is providing therapists from Chestnut and the McLean County Center for Human Services, who are based or embedded in several area schools, ready to meet with students experiencing a mental health concern or crisis. Therapists are working at Bloomington Junior High School, Parkside Junior High School in Normal, Olympia Schools in Stanford, Danvers, Atlanta, and Minier, and Ridgeview Schools in Colfax. Schools were selected based on need, so the program would serve urban and rural students of all ages, explained Corey Tello, a member of the McLean County Board of Health and a retired school psychologist. Quote, we know every school needs this, said Tello, adding before expanding the project, the Board of Health wants to be sure it is working and sustainable. Students are referred to the program and could be students showing signs of depression or anxiety, struggling because of peer problems or issues with social skills, experiencing disciplinary or attendance problems, dealing with trauma because of abuse, violence, family illness, divorce, homelessness, or foster care changes, who are thinking about suicide and engaging in self-harm, or those who are angry and exhibiting defiant behavior, agency therapists said. Money for the project is being allocated by the Board of Health using property tax dollars okayed by voters for mental health services. Funding is limited, which is why the board wants to make sure the project is working before it expands. Therapists, school counselors, and health officials agree the program is working so far. Students dealing with mental health concerns is a lot more common than people think. Has violence been prevented? Davis said that the program is providing strategies which can apply in any situation. CHS has provided children, adolescent, and family therapy in homes, schools, and the community since 1985, Barr said. 12 years ago, following state budget cuts, the program was limited to clients on Medicaid. Chestnut has been providing substance use disorder counseling in schools since the 1990s, but services in schools were inconsistent. In 2014, the McLean County Mental Health Action Plan identified a need for comprehensive behavioral health services for youth. Then the Community Health Needs Assessment found students in the Bloomington, Stanford, Colfax, and Shenwa areas were in higher need based on factors including poverty, education, and employment levels. Therapists also talk with parents and school staff so appropriate behavior interventions may be implemented in the home and the classroom. If therapists are concerned about the safety of students and others, therapists inform parents and school personnel. The frequency of therapy varies, but often it is weekly. It could be a single session or an entire year. Camille Rodriguez, director of the McLean County Health Department, anticipates level project funding next year, Long term, she hopes for varied funding sources so more schools can be added. End of article. Divorces. The following divorces were recently finalized in McLean County Circuit Court. Bothwell, John and Eric Furr. Bothwell. Lark, Brianne and Dustin Weed Lark. White, David and Crystal White. Reek, R-I-E-C-K, Darren and Heather Reek. Personette, Anne and Stephen Personette. End of article. Area soldiers and veterans march to combat hunger. Normal. Shouldering American flags and bags stuffed with canned food, a troop of veterans and active duty military marched through Normal on Saturday. Will Fouts, an Army veteran and student at Heartland Community College, helped organize the first Heartland Veterans Center Ruck March food drive for Midwest Food Bank in Normal. Quote, a lot of groups focus on veterans helping veterans. We wanted to do something a little different, which would benefit the community, said Fouts of Normal, end quote. More than 25 veterans, active duty personnel, and military friends and family attended the march. Each attendee brought non-perishable food items to donate to the Midwest Food Bank. Instead of driving the donations to the facility, participants loaded the goods into backpacks and carried the load as a group more than 3 miles from Heartland to the food bank. Then, after a quick breather at the warehouse, the crowd turned around and marched back to Heartland. Quote, we want to show we are still active, even if we are no longer serving, said Fouts, who served in Germany and Texas for 5 years. While benefiting the food bank, he said, they also hope the event will raise awareness about services offered through Heartland Student Veterans Center. We have around 250 vets on campus right now, but at the various centers we have about 30 people who actively come in. We would like to get the number up, he said. Jeanette Cavanaugh, advisor at the Veterans Center, joined the march as a Marine veteran. This will show the community veterans who come back are not just numbers of people who need help. They are highly engaged in the community. I see it with this group and generation of veterans in particular. Once they are done with their service to their country, they still want to serve their communities in any way they can. End quote. Cavanaugh said student veterans, family of military personnel, and community veterans are invited to visit Heartland Student Veterans Center. Quote, it is an excellent place to come in and get information. It doesn't matter the generation or the service. We all walk into the vet center here and are instantly comfortable with each other. The group gathered around a large flagpole on Heartland's campus before marching east on Rab Road. As soon as they started that trek, several passing cars honked and drivers waved in appreciation. Army soldier Michael Lassiter toted a backpack bulging with cans, which he estimated weighed 45 pounds. I am looking forward to having fun and walking with lots of great people. It is important to put the needs of others before ourselves, he said. It seems like that's a lost art, said Lassiter of Normal. While on leave from his Marine base in Hawaii, Zach McElroy came home to Bloomington to join the cause with his childhood friend. I have known Willie since grade school. It is for an awesome cause. It represents the Veterans Center, said McElroy. It is good to give back. End quote. End of article. Smith's Toys take over Toys R Us. Ireland-based Smith's Toys has reached a deal to take over more than 90 Toys R Us stores. In March, Toys R Us said it would be liquidating its U.S. business. Its German branch said Smith's Toys signed an agreement to take over activities in countries with 93 stores and 4 online shops. Smith's Toys, which according to a statement operates 100 stores and online shops, is confident of establishing and expanding its brand in Europe. End of article. This has been Susan Over reading to you from the first half of the Bloomington Pantograph on Monday, April 23rd. At this time, we will take a short break.